Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the dude that puts the F-U in funny, the legend man tells stories about, the king of comedy, Dakota.
And I'm your host, Sherry. Hey, this is not fair. Like, you have this huge intro. And I'm like, I'm Sherry.
All right. Hold on. Let me see here.
Hi, everyone. How you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing great today besides the rain and having a semi-rough day at work. So did I tell you about my theory about this whole Friday the 13th and everything? Like, nothing bad ever happens to me on Friday the 13th. It's always Monday the 16th that gets me.
True. Well,
like, Friday
what makes today different?
Well, first I, like, wake up and stub my toe. It's been pouring down rain all day, like, flooding. My electric goes out. Dealing with crazy CNAs and residents at work. It's a bunch of craziness, man.
Oh, I'm sorry you had a rough day. Well, look at it. It ended with something awesome. Our show.
Pancakes? Oh, yeah, hey. That too.
What's better, our show or pancakes? That's what I wanted.
Did we put syrup on our show or?
I don't know, but it can be sweet.
Wait, is that Wednesday show? The sweet? Is it Wednesday show? The sweet show? I thought Mondays was the spicy show.
Yeah, that's right, roasting.
Which, by the way, somebody missed our first episode of the clip show, and it wasn't me.
Oh, my God. Make me feel bad now.
You missed two exciting countdown lists, all right? Like, the top 10 best Christmas gifts and the top 10 worst Christmas gifts. So it was super duper extra exciting, all right?
Didn't you do the show like entirely by
yourself? I promise you halfway through it did not get a little awkward because I wasn't expecting the 15 minutes because we kind of didn't find out about that guys till what, like the day before?
Right.
Because we were thinking it was going to be 30 minutes. Yeah, then I found out I had a full half hour and kind of was just like, oh man, so I may or may not have pulled a countdown list out of my ass and just went with it.
Yeah.
It worked, though, guys. Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of listeners and everything went smooth, so.
It's true.
You
did a wonderful job. I applaud you. You did it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, people. Everybody should be applauding me right now, and I'm just kidding.
You know, it just goes to show, Dakota, you can talk to yourself for a complete half an hour and not get bored.
Isn't that the truth? Hey, is that the truth? I just like to hear myself talk, so it's all good.
That's it. It's like you're sitting there just talking to yourself for half an hour straight. I mean, that can't be easy.
Honestly, that's what it's like. Like, I'm not going to lie, the first 10, 15 minutes wasn't that bad. Because I was kind of prepared for a couple of days for that, you know. But the second half, I was like, oh, dang. Because, like you said, I'm talking to myself. So it's like, I don't know if anybody's actually listening. I don't, you know, like nobody to play off of right now. But, hey, you'd be proud of me, all right? I did the national holiday day thing or whatever. And you totally missed it. It was National Ding-a-ling Day. So, yeah.
Was it actually National Ding-a-ling Day, or is this something you're making up?
No, it was the next day, because I did National Holidays for that Wednesday and for Thursday. And, last Thursday was National Ding-a-ling Day. And it's not what you think. It's more like you're supposed to call up an old friend that you haven't talked to in a while or something like that.
Listen, I got to tell you a story about that real quick. Do you mind?
Go for it.
I used to be a community coordinator, which means I would set up events throughout the city, okay? And I needed a number to an ice cream truck. And the number, the name of the ice cream truck was called Mr. Ding-a-ling. And at the time, I didn't have a phone book around me. Yeah, isn't that funny? I didn't have a phone book around me or anything. So I called 411, and the operator, like, Abraga, help you, right? This, yes, guys, this was a few years. This was in 2000, okay, when there was the 411. I don't even know if that exists anymore. But, yes, I'm old, okay? So, anyways, I called 411 asking for the Mr. Ding-a-ling number. And it took me 14 times, 14 different operators to prove that I wasn't cranking the operator.
Oh, man.
They were very upset at me. They kept hanging up on me. One guy actually took me seriously. Uh-huh.
I wonder how many prank phone calls they get for Mr. Ding-a-ling's number. For them to be like, you just call once and ask for the number and they get mad.
Yeah, they were getting so angry. But I come to find out that this truck, Mr. Ding-a-ling, was actually in New York. I'm in Massachusetts. So there was no Mr. Ding-a-ling listed in my area, and I thought they were from this area. I didn't know that.
I mean, it could have been a lot worse. I bet you if you look up Mr. Ding-a-ling, like in Las Vegas or something, something else will pop up.
Yeah, oh.
Like, yeah.
Yep. Hilarious.
Well, so Dakota, go for it.
No, go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Hell no. You go ahead, girl. What you got to say?
Okay, well, I had
you
asked
have
people what their funniest holiday thing, since we're almost to Christmas. So 9 more days, right? Something like that.
Right.
And one of them that I had gotten was, this is a saying that they had gotten, I guess, on a Christmas card. But they said, Christmas is the only time of the year you can sit in front of a dead tree eating candy out of socks. And I just thought that was kind of funny. What do you think?
It's
weird, right?
Yeah, it's strange funny, I guess, would be the right thing for it. Quirky kind of funny? Is that the right word?
Yeah, quirky. There you go, quirky. But I said I'd mention a couple throughout our show. So go ahead, I'll read you another one after. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of funny national holidays, today is Barbie and Barney Backlash Day.
Barbie and Barney. Is that Barney, the big purple dinosaur you're referring to?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Barbie and Barney Backlash Day allows parents to take a vacation from all the sing-alongs and storytelling. So it's a day for parents to not be a parent and tell their kids stories and sing along and stuff, which half the parents don't do that shit anyway, so whatever.
So you're telling me this is a day off for parents not to do the stuff they do before bed? Like, don't read the story, don't...
Pretty much. It says... Hey, did you know that Barbie's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts?
Really?
Huh. Learn something new every day.
Barbie Millicent Roberts?
Millicent. Millicent.
Millicent. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Barbara Millicent Roberts.
BMR.
And And she came out in 1961.
Wow. She's old.
Right? All right. Well, you're supposed to purge your feelings for annoyance for sing-along children's shows and games. So this changes from generation to generation, it says. What annoying song, book, or toy would your child be? Okay. So it's pretty much saying it changes, you know, generation to generation on what annoyance of, you know, what show it is. So it can be, so parents, it could be any cartoon that you're annoyed with. You don't have to watch it with your kid today. So that goes from SpongeBob to some other bullshit cartoon nowadays. So that's pretty cool. And it's also, hold on 1 second. Oh wait, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow's National Maple Syrup Day, by the way. Oh, and Wednesday's Answer the Telephone Day.
Answer the telephone, or answer the cell phone, because I don't answer a telephone anymore.
Hold on 1 second. Wednesday the 18th. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Answer the Telephone Like Buddy the Elf Day from the movie Elf.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember how he answered it?
No, it's been a while since I've seen it. Honestly, I can't remember if I've seen the whole movie or not.
Let's see.
What's your favorite color for this?
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Oh, you can. Okay. I don't get it. I'm looking, but I don't get it. I don't know.
So, Sherry, when's a good age?
When's a good age?
Oh, no, go ahead, because I started to hear the thing.
Oh, I was just gonna play with the answering the phone part, that Buddy the Elf. If you
all right, go ahead and play it. Yeah, I want to hear it because I'm not quite sure.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a second. The Angry Elf Extended Edition.
Do this. Miles, so have you come on? Yeah, I'm Walter. Yeah, let's get the taken care of so we can get started. Here you go.
I don't see it. Okay. You know what? I'll get back to it. I don't want to waste the time. For some reason, it was the part, but it's very long. I apologize. I'll try and find a shorter version.
What's your favorite color for this? Hello? Hello?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Yeah. So, definitely,
all right.
You gotta answer it like that. Okay?
Well, Wednesday, I'm starting the show off like that, so tune in to the clip show Wednesday, guys, because I will be asking everybody what their favorite color is.
What's your favorite color? You gotta say it really fast.
All right, so what I was going to say is, when's a good age for a parent to tell their kid that Santa isn't real? Yeah, me not being a parent myself, I don't really have a lot to say in this situation, but I'm saying, what, 8, 9, I think? You know, if they don't know by then, you know.
I think they start wondering around that age. Like, there's a lot of kids at school now who spoil stuff for everybody.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
know?
Saying. That's where, like, half the 90s kids and early 2000 kids, like, figured out life, man, was from the kids that spoiled everything at school.
Yeah.
You know how I found out that the Easter Bunny and Santa isn't real? Some dude on my school bus, man. He's like, yo, Easter Bunny and Santa's not real. So is the Tooth Fairy. And I was like, my mind is blown.
Aww, see? I think the important thing is take your cues from your kid and not try to prolong the fantasy for your own enjoyment. But when they're ready to give it up, talk to them about it. But you know what? Like, there's so much to talk about with Santa and Easter Bunny, you know, and to make it magical and just keep it going. Like, it's so exciting this time of the year and the holidays come out and you know, you see things with Santa and it's just a wonderful magical time of the year, don't you think?
Yeah. I get all that, and I know parents don't want their kids to, like, grow up too quick, and, you know, that's their way of being, like, making that special moment over the years, but there's so much stuff out there nowadays that, like, they can get online and just be, like, somebody posting on Facebook, Santa isn't real, so they can see it there, or, you know, shit like that, or, like you said, school and other people. So it's like, I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't know. I don't have a screw in the screwdriver or whatever. So.
Well, let's put it this way: my kids are all in their 20s, and I still believe in they still get gifts from Santa.
Well, see, that's
is that wrong?
But they know it is, like, they know Santa isn't real though, and it's just their way of, you know, it's like that moment with you, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean. Like, I understand still doing that, you know. It's not like you can't be like, well, Santa's coming, guys, even after they know Santa isn't real.
Right.
But I'm thinking 7, 8, 9, you know, right there is that age limit. Like you said, they probably – I can't remember when I was that age, but, you know, because a lot of smoke in my brain cells and whatnot. But I feel like you're right. They probably will be getting curious around that age, you know, so –
Right. No, I don't like telling them the truth on that. But is it wrong to lie to your kids? That's the question. And, you know, it is a religious holiday. So should you even be involving Santa into this holiday?
Ooh.
Some people. That's a question, but I love the magic of Christmas, though, with Santa. And, of course, you know, I raised my kids to know about Jesus as well, but there's no harm in allowing Santa to be part of the day.
Right.
No matter what age.
Well, how do you feel about this, like, thing the last few years where it's, like, wrong to say Merry Christmas, but you have to say, like, Happy Holidays?
I think to each their own.
Because you're not supposed to defend it, like. Yeah, but, I mean, it's Christmas.
It is Christmas, exactly. Like I said, I would say what I want to say. They can say what they want to say, but it's really what you believe in as a person and how you feel about it, you know?
I remember a few years back at the workplace, somebody said Merry Christmas to somebody, and my boss had to tell him, no, you have to say Happy Holidays. You can't offend anyone. And it's like, is that really what the world's gotten to now, that you can't say Merry Christmas?
Well, the thing is, too, that people celebrate Christmas many different ways. Like, there's Christmas, there's Hanukkah, there's
Right,
Hanukkah,
but if it was Hanukkah.
If you say Happy Holidays, what's that?
Right, but if somebody came up to me and they were, like, somebody that celebrated Kwanzaa came up to me and they're like, Happy Kwanzaa, I'm not going to be all offended. I'd be like, yeah, man, yeah, good Kwanzaa to you, too, bro. I mean, it's
right.
not... But that's just me,
right.
though. I mean,
like I said, to each their own, you know.
If that person is offended, then
they should maybe hide themselves inside somewhere and lock a door and don't see other people because.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I try to respect everybody's religion and everything like that. Like, I got nothing against anybody else's religion. But if it's Christmas Day and I say Merry Christmas to somebody, and they get mad, I mean, come on now. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, it's still like, what the hell?
Yeah. But they should respect you for your belief and what you want to do, what you want to call the holiday season, because you're correct. Everyone's correct in what they say, you know,
right.
In their own terms, in their own way, in their own religions and traditions and cultures, you know. I think people should just be friendly and just say, yeah, same
here. Right.
Yeah.
I think the world should just get high and everybody be happy.
If
the whole world gets high, what would it be death to? Gummy bears?
Red and green ones for Christmas.
Right? Well, speaking of Christmas, one of the biggest traditions is putting lights up. How many lights do you think is too many lights in like your yard and stuff like that?
Is whatever the homeowner can afford.
Well, a dude in Texas. Well, a dude in Texas has over 5 million lights surrounding his house and yard.
Well, again, that's his prerogative. I mean, nobody has to drive by and look at it. If he wants to display that many lights on his property and put that much effort into it and that much money, it's really on him because, you know, it's going to raise his electric bill, like, a lot.
That and thinking he must have a big ass yard for him to be able to do that though, because you got to think 5 million lights.
That's crazy. You can probably see it from space.
And then so do you like fruitcakes?
I'd like. Oh my God! You mean people who are fruitcakes or the actual fruitcake? Fruitcake plural. So I don't know if you're talking people or are you talking the food.
I was talking the food. Wow, you got something you need to tell us, Sherry?
What's that?
You got something you need to tell us? So is there something you need to tell us about that, huh? What?
Okay, I absolutely love people who are fruitcakes because they're entertaining. And, like, there's only so much in this world that can make me smile a lot in, like, fruitcake people. But they can also drive
well,
me nuts. Get it? Nuts.
Right, but I meant the food.
Oh, okay. It depends on who makes it and where it came from. I don't like the really heavy fruitcake that comes from, like, a grocery store and it's, like, a square log. I don't like
right.
that.
Right. Well, as a fat guy, I can't see how a negative, you know, like, how can a negative be before something as good as cake? You know, there's, like, fruit. What the hell? Like, it's just, how can a negative be in front of something so positive, you know?
Right. It's true. It is cake, right? It's a delicious.
Well, truthfully, I never thought there would be a cake I didn't like, and fruit cake and, well, I guess carrot cake, because, I mean, that's just. I think carrot cake's the biggest prank ever played on fat people. Because that's just a fucked up shit right there.
Oh, my God. You know what? That is so funny you said that because there is a lady that made me potato fudge.
Potato fudge?
Made fudge with potatoes.
How do you?
Honest to God.
What?
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
I'm allergic to chocolate, so I'm not going to be able to try this, but I'm curious about it.
No. She made peanut butter potato fudge, chocolate and vanilla and caramel, if I remember. There's a recipe for it.
Huh. That is intense.
Yeah, you can look up potato fudge. Go to mashed potato fudge recipe online at Savor.com. That's SAVEUR.com, and is actually a potato fudge, a mashed potato fudge recipe. Oh yeah.
Huh.
It's
so was it good or
butter vanilla? Oh, it was really good. You had no idea there was potatoes in it.
Huh.
No idea.
And it
so there's another
looked and tasted
you,
like regular fudge.
It does. It's actually very good. It's very good.
Well, shit.
It's true. It's very good. Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Well, see, there's not carrot cake, but there's potato fudge. So you could eat healthy.
Well, I'm allergic to chocolate, though, so it doesn't help me out either way.
There's also a potato melt. Isn't that weird?
Potato melt?
Yeah.
Oh, milk.
There's also peanut butter milk, M-I-L-K. Yep.
Huh. Yeah, that is kind of strange. Potato milk.
Yeah.
I've had banana milk before. That was pretty good.
Ew. I can't see those two together. I don't know. That's just me.
What, the potato milk or banana milk?
The potato milk.
I don't. I mean, what is it? Just mashed potatoes? Cause put milk in my mashed potatoes when I make it.
It's, as far as I know, it's Let me look at this real quick. If you go to, just look at potato milk. You can Google it. Google potato milk, and it comes up. Potato milk. It's place 4 cups of water, potatoes, almonds, and a sweetener into a blender and pulse it for 4 to 5 minutes. Strain the liquid through a cheesecloth and refrigerate the potato milk. If you're looking for dairy milk alternatives, don't forget to consider this potato milk. So it's 4 cups of water, potatoes, and almonds, and sweetener.
Huh.
And people are adding chocolate to it or strawberry to make it taste better. Yeah.
For some reason, when I looked it up on Google right now, and all I found was something about tater tot casseroles.
that's like my favorite. Have you ever had that?
No, but it looks hella good. Any of the listeners want to make me a tater tot casserole, you know, and send it to me, that'd be awesome. Just saying.
That's
extra tater tots in it.
You're very far away from me, but I'll send it to you. Yeah. That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we got about 4 minutes left of the show. Wasn't there another Christmas card you wanted to read off?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Another quote. Santa saw your Instagram pictures. You're getting clothes and a Bible for Christmas. I think that's kind of funny because it kind of brings up the whole religious thing.
Okay. I like that one. I like that one.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Is there another one?
Another one is I run on beer and holiday cheer.
Okay. All right. I can see that. I mean, I'm half of that. I mean, the running on beer part. My holiday cheer is kind of iffy, but yeah, okay.
Let's see. Here's another one. It's beginning to cost a lot like Christmas.
Okay, I like that one too.
Then there's this one I love. Absolutely love this because I know a ton of people who love to show the picture of their family on your Christmas card. And this is a Christmas card that goes completely against it. It says, Merry Christmas. This card does not contain a newsletter or photo of my family. And it says, You're welcome.
Okay, that one's good too. Oh, man. And who did you say came up with these? Or?
Just people who submitted them into when I asked. So it was kind of cool.
That's what's up. But yeah, those are some funny ass ones.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we got about 2 minutes left on today's show. 30 minutes just goes by way too quick. So that's why we added a second show every week, the Declip Show on Wednesdays.
Yay.
Same time, guys.
Yeah.
And Sherry, you'll probably be there this week.
Please.
Just saying.
Yeah.
You guys don't have to listen to Dakota talk to himself.
Who wouldn't want to listen to us again, Dakota?
Right, isn't that the truth?
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope you get all that holiday shopping done, and be sure to wish everyone what, Dakota?
A happy holidays. or happy Barbie and Barney Day, dislike day or whatever.
There you go. Exactly, that's it.
Or get a time machine, go back to last Thursday and wish everybody happy ding-a-ling day.
Just don't try looking up Mr. Ding-a-ling's number, okay?
If you do, look it up in Vegas. You'll probably find something not interesting.
All right, Dakota, have yourself a great couple days, or I'll talk to you on Wednesday. We'll meet you all at Dakota Clip this Wednesday, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 10 o'clock, right, Dakota?
Yes, ma'am.
Central.
10 o'clock my time, so, you know, that's what's up. And I promise I won't have a countdown list this time.
There we go. Good.
So, well, it's been fun, guys. Have a great night. And remember, tune in Wednesday.
All right, everyone. Have a good night. Bye, Dakota.
Leaps.